I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. The more than 80 fellows with the New World Symphony come from all over the place with all sorts of different backgrounds. Some of the fellows knew right away that they wanted to become professional musicians. But for some, like first-year viola fellow Megan Griffin, that realization didn't happen until fairly recently.
Well, I actually didn't really want to do music for a very long time while I was playing violin. And then after I switched to viola, I won my youth orchestra's concerto competition, and I was performing solo with them as the prize, and it was during that performance that I realized it would be an amazing thing to play music for the rest of my life.
That's first-year viola fellow Megan Griffin. She's a native of Englewood, Colorado, who loves the double concerto for violin and cello by Johannes Brahms, and who heard about the New World Symphony in a kind of roundabout way.
I think I first heard about the New World Symphony from an alumnus who actually went to my high school in Colorado as well and went to Juilliard like I did as well and studied with the same teachers. And she was giving a master class at a summer festival I was at. And she was just talking about where she'd been since school, and she talked about New World, and I had never really heard about it before. And so I looked into it, and I kind of auditioned on a whim thinking it would be an amazing opportunity to come down and sub once in a while, and then I actually got in, so I thought it'd be an even more amazing opportunity to actually come down here.
Megan started playing violin when she was 7, and it was her mom who decided on Megan's course of musical study.
I already knew how to read in first grade, so my mom was worried that I was going to be bored after school. So she decided I needed a hobby.
The tactic worked, and Megan played violin until high school. But then she got bored again, and so one day, on a whim, she made a change.
So I just sat over in the viola section, and my friend taught me how to read alto clef, and suddenly I was a violist. I started telling people I played violin and viola, and obviously once they hear that, they just want you to play the viola, not the violin anymore. So most of the things I started doing at that point were all viola.
There are a couple of reasons Megan is so pleased to be working with the New World Symphony. First, the camaraderie she says you find working with the other fellows. Everyone is helpful, everyone is supportive, and the atmosphere you'll find at the New World Symphony, according to Megan, is incredibly welcoming. The other reason Megan is so pleased to be working with the group has to do with something she believes should be a necessary part of any kind of musical organization: community outreach.
I went to Juilliard for my undergrad and graduate degrees, and when I was a freshman there, they were doing a spring break trip to New Orleans, where they were going to help rebuild houses that had been knocked down in Hurricane Katrina, and teach a performing arts camp in one of the very poor areas. While I was there, I got to talk to this adorable 10-year-old student who led just such a different life than I had growing up. We talked about writing songs and how it can help express your feelings, and I just felt so grateful for having grown up in a place that allowed me to do exactly what I wanted to do with my life, that I feel like it's really important for everyone to have some sort of opportunity like that.
And those opportunities are something that Megan and the other musical fellows provide on a regular basis during their time with the New World Symphony.
A couple of the other fellows and I went to 2 elementary schools and taught a music class to non-musicians mostly about rhythm. And we had them compose a rhythmic piece using sounds they came up with and dynamics, and I think for the students to realize that music isn't this thing that's just up on a stage that they get a special field trip to go to. It's something that they can do every day if they want to. I think that's really important.
That's Megan Griffin, first-year viola fellow with the New World Symphony. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next Wednesday at 8 a.m. and then again at 5 p.m. as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.